Time now for The Story of Us, where people talk about what has shaped their lives. Today we hear from Edward Louie and his wife Kay. The high school sweetheart sat down with me recently on their back patio to tell me how they reunited after 5 decades apart.
Well, Kay showed up one day, and I had not known this young lady until sometime later, but at that moment I saw her, I said, whoa, I'd like to get to know her. And we were getting the horses ready, and I was keeping my eye on her, and she wasn't any much bigger than she is now, or probably smaller. And so in behind the horses, I guess she was picking out the horse she wanted. And I thought, well, I'll get this thing set up, and away we go. Well, Tom Sarf, a very dear friend, he is still to this day, he was also doing what I was doing, and he happened to get his horses all ready to go before I did, and she was on one of them. Oh my God, Tom, why can you do this? And I'm running down the alley between the stalls, and in summertime the doors or the windows were, boards were open, so I just get a glimpse, run to the next stall, get a glimpse, and pretty soon it was going faster than I could get to the end of the barn. And there they go off into the trails. So I thought, well, anyway, my turn came up to get my group out. So I thought, well, maybe I'll see them when I get back. And so I got my group out. I think they were just hour-long due. If you did 2 hours, you could get a discount, but everybody just went for the 1 hour ride. And so I got back, and that whole bunch was gone. Tom was gone. Kay was gone. And it was just, well, anyway, I was smitten by the attractiveness of this young lady, but I didn't know if I'd ever see her again.
Kay describes how the young relationship started.
I was 14, and my mother had driven me to the stables from our house, which was several miles away. And so she brought me back, and that's when I started riding. And apparently I told, like 14-year-olds do, I told somebody that I liked him, and he told somebody that he liked me, and they told each other, and that gave him the confidence to approach me, because otherwise he was so shy he probably never would have made the contact. So then we started riding together. He had his own horse. Sometimes we'd ride together on that horse, or sometimes I'd ride on he'd ride on another horse. I'd ride on that one. And he'd take me home. I lived about 2 miles up on a plateau, and he didn't have a car. So he'd take me home on the horse, and a couple of times he'd take me home in a wagon and a horse. And then he was a senior, he was going to the same, he had changed from another high school in his senior year. So he was a senior and I was a sophomore. And he thought I was 15. Really old. And he was 16, 14 and 16. And then I was 15, he was 17. And then he graduated that year. So we'd meet in the morning at a coffee shop thing and have hot chocolate, you'd have coffee, and we'd have lunch together.
The pair dated until Louie graduated, and Kay broke it off with the explanation that girls are fickle. It would be 54 years before they would see each other again.
And so these many years go by. 54
years.
And we had no communication with one another. Well, once, after I had joined the Coast Guard and sent a note to her via her parents, I didn't know where she was, and they had forwarded to her, and the only response I got was, "Now, Louie, don't try to find me." And that was the end of the letter. So I'm okay, now I'm not so happy about this. So I didn't try anymore. And then I had buried a widow, and she had two little boys, and helped raise those boys to, and had our own son, and so there was three boys in our family, and they all went on to higher education and so forth and did well. So then my wife passed away in year 2000. So that many years had gone by that we had this other life and fulfilling as well. But then when I was just moping around about just not having that wife anymore, and my boys, you know, would kind of try to be attentive and comfort me, and I heard from my youngest son, he says, "Dad, you know what, I got online, and they call it classmates.com, and he says, I got a hold of Rudy Esposito, the fellow who got married and I was his best man." I said, "Sure, in Alameda when we were stationed there." "That's it." And he said, maybe you could look up your old friends." Kind of might change the subject more than that. Well, it was a good idea, and I tried, and the first person I thought of would be Miss Kay.
Louis searched for 2 weeks using multiple search engines until he finally found Kay.
Here it gave the first name and the last name, Kay Potica. So I went, "Oh boy, bingo." I wasn't sure, but I clicked it, and this is what happened. It started downloading, but opening the top of the page first. And as soon as I saw her hairline, I knew it was Kay.
Despite Louis living in Seattle at the time and Kay living in Wilmington, he decided to write.
I got this letter. I mean, I went to the mailbox, and it was on a Saturday because I'd been out of town, and I looked at it, and I guess I recognized your name there. Anyway, I opened it up pretty quick, and I read it. It's about 3 type pages, and there was a picture in there. And it was a funny thing. I guess I didn't really know how I felt, and then I wrote him right away and asked him some questions and told him a little bit about myself. And I think I fell in love with him just like immediately. I asked him 2 things. Did he believe in God, and how did he feel about Bush, President Bush? Well, if he had said he was for Bush, that would have been it. I could not connect with a Republican. So he said, I don't know about God, but I'm like a born Democrat. So that was good enough for me. It wasn't my business whether how he connected with God or not.
They continued writing, then talking on the phone, and eventually visiting one another. Kay describes their reunion in Wilmington.
Wilmington Airport was sort of small, and he came on a very small little commuter plane from Atlanta or Charlotte.
From
Charlotte, where you didn't even get on those things and walk in. You just walked down a ladder across the tarmac.
Like the president does.
So I was way up stairs looking for him, and there weren't but about 20 people on the plane, but he didn't get off, and he didn't get off, and he didn't get off. Finally, he's the very last person to get off. And so I see him sort of rushing across the tarmac, and he comes by this woman who's got 1 or 2 suitcases, and he stops and asks her if she needs help. And when I saw that, I thought, I really fell in love with him then. I thought, here's someone who's in such a hurry, but he's stopping to see if somebody needs help. And she said she didn't, but then he came on. He was down a long hall, and, you know, we saw each other. We didn't want to run. That was not becoming at our age. But we sped up. And he came and put a suitcase down and hugged me and kissed me. So we went back and forth a lot. And he had an RV. And we went down the coast to San Diego where we had known each other back to Sierra High School and so forth and so forth. And then about 4 years later, he sold his house and he moved to North Carolina. And then a couple years later, we got married in Hillsboro.
That was Edward Louis and his wife Kay telling their love story that endured 54 years apart. And this is Chloe Grusbeck for the North Omniscient signing off.